This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Are you sure there's nothing in your email that would contradict the tax form you're about to sign? Civil liberties advocates are using this tax return deadline to criticize federal law that doesn't see email as all that private. Documents suggest the Internal Revenue Service believes it doesn't need a warrant to look through email when investigating possible tax cheats. Nathan Freed Wessler is staff attorney at the ACLU's Speech Privacy and Technology Project.
What we're talking about is only what the IRS thinks it has authority to do in its criminal investigations. So it's important to note that that's, you know, a relatively smaller subset. But even so, it appears from all the documents that we reviewed that they provided to us and from their statements that they still claim the authority to read at least some emails without getting a warrant from a judge.
The Electronic Communications Privacy Act was passed in 1986 during the pre-World Wide Web era. Critics point to many anomalies in the law, including the way it treats email stored on remote computers, the so-called cloud, as less private than email stored on a home computer. But you should know that in 2010, a federal court found that the government does need a court order to look at email in certain cases.
So what the IRS believes today is, I think, a little less clear.
Computer science professor Christopher Clifton is a data privacy expert at Purdue. He says much of this revolves around our expectations of privacy for our email. If we expect something is private, that stands a greater chance of being protected from unreasonable searches by the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. Clifton says, too bad the privacy rules of our email providers aren't a better guide to these expectations.
Many of these are getting quite fuzzy in terms of exactly what is done with what types of data, mainly because they want to be able to develop new services and not have to turn around and say, oh, we can't actually do this new service until everybody's agreed that we're going to treat their old data differently than what we said in our privacy policy. So they want to have a general privacy policy that will cover new services nobody's ever thought of. But as a result, they're somewhat nonspecific.
Some state investigators say the email privacy issue has been overstated and that there's no evidence of pervasive abuse. Some are pushing for email companies to save all emails so that investigators can review them later if need be.